Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 59, Truth. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This episode is sponsored by, well, nothing. No ads, no products. Not even a fake discount code. So use promo code NOTHING, N-O-T-H-I-N-G, for 0% off absolutely nothing. Today's episode is rich with imagery about truth and communication. Earl begins with what he calls the boomerang theory. Whatever we send out, honesty or dishonesty, eventually returns to us. Some call this karma. The Bible puts it this way. As ye sow, so shall ye reap. Truth spoken returns with trust. Deception spoken returns with consequences. It's not mystical. It's rational. The world responds to what we put into it. That simple principle alone is enough to change how we speak, write, and act. Earl then asks a deceptively simple question. What is your normal reaction to a stranger? For many of us, the answer is caution. And historically, that probably made sense. For most of human history, strangers often did bring danger, disease, and just downright bad. But in our modern world, that reflex can hold us back. What if instead of suspicion, we approached new people with the possibility that they might become friends, partners, allies? Earl reminds us of the golden rule. Treat others the way you would like to be treated. But he also points out something sobering. Many people treat themselves poorly. If we see ourselves as insignificant or broken, that internal image leaks outward into our relationships. Effective communication begins with how we see ourselves. Earl illustrates powerful communication with a vivid story. A wealthy man was in Europe touring castles, and he found an ancient castle built on a cliff. He wanted it. He wanted to bring it home. He had it dismantled, each stone carefully numbered, shipped to America, and reassembled on his own land. When someone asked how such a feat was even possible, he explained, pretty easily. Every block was numbered. When it arrived, they simply put one block on top of the other in the proper order. Earl uses this as a metaphor for communication. If you want someone to understand your idea, you must lay the foundation. Number all of the bricks, build the structure one piece at a time in their mind. We cannot assume people know what you mean. When we say, you know what I mean, we've likely failed. It is our responsibility to paint the picture clearly in their minds. He offers several practical tools for this. Develop your vocabulary. Show genuine interest in the listener. Speak in terms of their interest and knowledge. Avoid excess generalization. Words are not casual, They are architectural tools. Earl recounts a Rudyard Kipling story about a village that believed one man possessed magical speaking powers. He always swayed the crowds and moved their hearts. Now, the villagers, they were suspicious of this speech and his influence, so they killed him. Only afterward did they realize the magic was not in the man, but in the words. Words themselves carry power. They can decorate a room in someone's imagination. They can inspire courage or sow doubt. They can lift or they can destroy. As Demosthenes said, as a vessel is known by the sound, whether it be cracked or not, so men are proved by their speeches, whether they are wise or foolish. Our speech reveals our depth. Earl closes by reminding us that many great philosophers and preachers of the past suffered greatly for speaking what they believed to be true. Their reward was not comfort, but conviction. They are remembered because they could not do otherwise. They were compelled to speak the truth as they saw it. Truth, even when costly, outlives comfort. Episode 59 leaves us with a clear reminder. What we send out returns. How we speak shapes what we build, and truth, carefully, clearly, courageously spoken, is one of the most powerful forces we possess. Words are not fillers, they are foundations. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.